I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're slicing the bread from 2 Timothy. Hope you've enjoyed it. Boy, have I enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it because of the focus that Paul has brought to preparing Timothy to carry on ministry, knowing his departure was near. This would be the last epistle he wrote. He wanted to make sure that Timothy was clear on the matters of the essentials of ministry, the essentials of the gospel, the effects of the gospel, the call of the gospel. All of those things are embedded throughout this epistle. Here's what he says in verse 20 of 2 Timothy chapter 2. Now, in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable use. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. So here is a passage where Paul is calling Timothy to be consecrated, to be cleansed, intentionally to prepare himself that he might be ready for every good work that the master of the house, that's Christ, is calling him to. He sets up a metaphor. Here's a great house. A great house would be referring to something like a mansion, something like a ruler's house. And in this ruler's house, this great house, that you would find vessels of gold and vessels of silver, vessels of wood and clay. And some would be for honorable use and some for dishonorable use. So what he is saying is some things have a noble task and some things do not accomplish any noble task at all. But he is saying to him that anything that has a noble purpose in it, the vessel is always of proper care and proper preparation for the task that it is going to be given to. If something is going to be dishonorable use, no one really cares about it. But if a vessel is going to have an honorable purpose, then it's always cleansed and made ready for that honorable purpose. So what he is telling Timothy is he has a noble purpose in life. The purpose of your life in being a Christian, the purpose of your life in being a minister is one of nobility and one of preparation and one of intentional preparation. Now, let's be very clear. We are not cleansing ourselves to be saved. We're cleansing ourselves for service because of the one who cleansed us for salvation. Jesus makes us ready for salvation. Jesus is the one who alone can give us the ability to prepare ourselves. And let me make something abundantly clear. Jesus uses us many times. Many times he will use us beyond where we have prepared ourselves. There are times that God has attended my ministry with blessings that I know are far beyond my gifts and my preparation. I also know that my preparation and gifts were of him and from him. But what he is saying is that if you have been called of the Lord and you love the Lord and you understand the honorable call that he's given you in the general sense as a Christian, and in this case, the particular sense as a minister of the gospel, then you don't step into it haphazard or serendipity. I don't know where we got this notion that if I live a bohemian life, I'm more effective as a Christian. Or if I'm careless about my preparation for life and ministry, that really proves to people that I believe that God's grace is all I'm dependent upon. No, you can be wholly committed and intentional to prepare yourselves with your gifts and your abilities and your ministry opportunities. You can be wholly intentional and utterly dependent upon the Lord. That's why we say things in our vows such as this: in utter dependence on the power of the Holy Spirit, we will endeavor. Notice your dependence doesn't keep you from endeavoring. Your endeavoring is built upon your dependence, and that's what he's calling us to do. You may not be a minister of the gospel for preaching and leadership from a pastoral perspective, but you are gifted to serve the Lord. Present your gifts, having cleansed them by his water and the word, and your focus upon Christ so that you are ready to be of use. And just as he said, then you are ready for every good work. Be ready. Your Savior is ready to use you.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.